Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago in the United States. And I am your preacher as well today, with a preaching I'm calling All Together. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. In Docensary Eden. This is a very interesting reading for what it tells us about Jesus' community of followers, that it's men and women traveling around together. Now, some might say that was very unusual back then. Well, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Certainly there were movements that strictly segregated the sexes. So the Qumran community, they were a purity movement of men only and really separated themselves out from everyone else. Jesus is certainly not going that route with his disciples. But these women, they're providing for the community out of their means. So they have some means. And they're here traveling around, but in other parts of the gospel, they don't seem to be. So maybe sometimes they were with them and sometimes they weren't. That is, this community seems very flexible. And it's not that it's completely amorphous, because there are the 12, but the 12 don't seem to do anything that the women aren't doing. That is, the 12 aren't more disciples than these women are. The funny thing about the way this is presented is how amorphously equal they're all together. The only one who has a really different role is Jesus himself. He runs the community. He speaks. Everyone listens. Everyone is equally a disciple. So, what does that mean for us today? Well, one thing it means to me, running this preaching website for the more than a decade I've been doing it, is it's nice to be able to have women and men and vowed religious and lay Dominicans of other kinds all preaching together in that amorphous sort of way. Ah, you're a Dominican? You want to preach? Come preach here. There's a place for everyone's voice here. We couldn't be doing that. You know, we're doing the readings from Mass. If we were doing this preaching at Mass, we couldn't be having all these different people preaching without raising some eyebrows and causing some problems. Ah, but we can do it here. And I think it makes for richer, better preaching. So, where else do we worry too much about the structures in our church, in our world? Maybe there are other places where we can say, you know, we need to relax about all these categories we put everyone in and just let people be here all together and contribute what they can. And then more and better work will be done for the sake of the kingdom. God bless.